Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the VA Sales Holistic Healing Hour at the Blog Talk Radio platform. Welcome one and all. Today we're going to revisit talking about the pineal gland, or pineal gland. You say potato, I say potato. And then the pineal gland's secrets to deeper connection, something we've talked about archivally many times, often referencing the human body book, still shots, videos, lots of that archivally at my BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour show. We are here doing daily shows 3 times a day, audio-wise, and my YouTube channel, Bill Holt, at BillHolt8792. You give us a thumbs up, like us, subscribe where applicable. Every day we have interactive poll questions. Please do interact by leaving your voicemail messages at the message board at the BH Sales Chemical Holistic Healing Hour. And of course, we continue to grow exponentially with you paying it forward doing so. So welcome one and all, my two church mice, Peter and Paul. Some of you right are in right. Ubiquitous audience, take a deep calming breath. We'll be here for about 15 minutes today. We're going to revisit where we've unveiled the mystical pineal gland, the gateway to deeper meditation and powerful heart-brain coherence. We've talked about that. Mostly Seth Lee Brzezinski, our guided meditation director, each and every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at freedomsnap.org, and then, of course, myself doing these shows now in my 6th year daily. So we've talked about the pineal gland in many ways, shapes, forms, and different platforms. It is indeed the gateway to deeper meditation and powerful heart-brain coherence. Archivally, we've explored its secrets and we learned how it fuels spiritual experience and experiences, plural, and we've discovered the practical ways to unlock its potential through meditation, positive emotions, and nature's connection. Tuning in for guided practices is one avenue of approach. Again, each and every week, freedomsnap.org, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please do join us there. I'm blessed to be an audience member as it's my own therapy, and I love it. Tune in for guided practices, fascinating insights, and interactive polls. The interactive poll questions for today in the body of the description are, have you ever experienced something that you believe might be linked to your pineal gland activity, a la vivid dreams, near-death experiences. As examples, share your story in the voicemail messages where you can leave your replies at the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour voicemail message board. Second question is, what's your biggest challenge in achieving heart-brain coherence? Do you practice any techniques to harmonize your heart and your mind? Again, please interchange and share those tips with us. and how those struggles, if they personify whatever the case may be, in your voicemail messages at the BH Sales Kennel Cult listing. Healing Hour. Unleash your inner mystic power, the pineal gland, and the art of spiritual exploration. Heart and mind in harmony. Grandpa Bill's Guide to Pineal Activation Beyond Sleep. Unveiling the pineal gland's secrets to deeper connection. So let's take a deep calming breath and take a little bit deeper look. The pineal gland, also known as the pineal body or epiphysis cerebri, is a tiny pinecone-shaped gland located deep within the brain near the center between the two hemispheres. It measures about the size of a grain of rice and is reddish-gray in color. Neutral sites on the World Wide Web to protect the innocent, MikeLeland.org, is one graphic that's available. There's many others, pineal gland and brain. Of course, the Human Body book, which I've referenced, held up, still shots, videos, it's a great reference. The pineal gland is part of the endocrine system, and its main function is to produce the hormone melatonin, something else we've talked about, or chirally, to help induce the sleep and keep the sleep-wake cycle balanced. Melatonin helps regulate the sleep-wake cycle, also known as the circadian rhythm, which we've also talked about archivally many times as its own subject for the entire shows. Archivally, it's released in response to darkness, and it helps to promote sleepiness. Additionally, melatonin may play a role in other functions such as season mood changes, sexual maturation, and blood pressure regulation. However, the full extent of its functions is still not fully understood. We're learning more each and every day. Some of the interesting facts about the pineal gland, or the pineal gland, you say potato, I say pineal, potato. It was one of the last glands in the human body to actually be discovered. It is sometimes referred to as the third eye, especially chakra-related, due to its location in the center of the brain. It has been linked to a variety of spiritual and mystical experiences, and there is evidence that suggests that it may be affected by electromagnetic fields, something else we've talked about both at the weekly coherence meeting, PM Snapdot, will be each and every Tuesday, 6 p.m., most assuredly here at these shows, past, present, and future. While the pineal gland is a fascinating and important part of the human body, there is still much that we do not know about it. Research into its functions is indeed ongoing, and it is likely that we will learn more about this mysterious gland in the years to come. Deep calming breath, holistic healing hour today. Unveiling the pineal gland, gateway to meditation and heart-brain coherence. Namaste and welcome back to the Holistic Healing Hour. I'm still your host and moderator, Grandpa Bill. And in this episode, we're embarking on a mystical journey into the depths of the human brain. We're going to unveil the secrets of the pineal gland, often referred to as the third eye, and explore its profound connection to meditation and heart-brain coherence. Pretend that we're grabbing our metaphorically speaking yoga mat. Put on your meditation headphones, or just close your eyes or keep them open. We practice and talk about both, and get ready to expand your mind, body, and soul, and spirit, be it seated or standing during your meditations, which we also talk about. The pineal gland, more than just a tiny pine cone nestled between and deep within the brain, shrouded in mystery, lies the pineal gland. This pea-sized powerhouse is responsible for producing melatonin, the hormone that regulates our sleep cycle. But its magic goes far beyond just snooze time. The pineal gland is also considered the seat of our spiritual consciousness, a gateway to higher dimensions and profound inner experiences. Meditation, tuning into the pineal gland song, pineal gland, meditation acts like a tuning fork, resonating with the pineal gland's frequency, quiet our minds and enter a meditative state. The pineal glands, or pineal, actively increases, releasing DMT, dimethyltryptamine, a neurotransmitter associated with vivid dreams, near-death experiences, and even mystical states. So when you meditate, you're not just calming your mind, you're locking the potential of your own third eye, opening yourself to deeper self-awareness and spiritual connection. So the heart-brain coherence that we've talked so much about and continue to do so, the symphony of harmony, if you will. But the pineal gland doesn't work alone. It's in beautiful harmony with our heart, heart-brain coherence and connection. When we experience positive emotions like love, compassion, and gratitude, our heart rate becomes more regular, creating a state known as heart-brain coherence. This coherence sends signals to the pineal gland, further amplifying its, in other words, cultivating kindness and love not only benefits our well-emotion and our emotional well-being, but also unlocks the doorway to deeper spiritual exploration. And of course, allowing your body to heal itself on the medical side by putting it in touch. So remember, this is just the beginning of our pineal gland exploration. There's other ways that we will continue our journey with in-house expertise, much like Tim Doyle. We'll be upcoming again soon, with whatever's left of February and or as March comes, and throughout the year at least once a month. And I'm proud to be part of the Golden Ones, the Path to Oneness, the Galactic Studies, entrenched in that membership self-training. And this is a particular MP3 that I just listened to there in regards to the Golden Ones, which will highlight the pineal gland and its application. And we'll probably have Tim expand upon that the next time he comes in studio with us from over in China. Cultivating personal and positive emotions, surround yourself with love, laughter, and acts of kindness. Always spend time in nature, immerse yourself in the beauty of the natural world, allowing it to nourish your spirit. Practice regular meditation, dedicated even 10 minutes a day to quiet your mind in connection with your inner world. Optimum times, 3 to 5 a.m. And if you do it several times during the day, it only enhances calmness with good health. With about a minute and a half left here, we'll be talking about exploring yoga and other ancient practices. These traditions offer wisdom and techniques for awakening your pineal gland's potential, spending time in nature, of course, and if you meditate in nature, even better. We'll talk about those at our Workouts for Geriatrics show, a.k.a. Silver Streaker. Remember that the pineal gland is a gift waiting to be unwrapped through meditation, heart-brain coherence, and a mindful approach to life. You can unlock its power and embark on a transformative journey of self-discovery. So, until next time, namaste. Continue to pay it forward. We'll see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye for now. And may God bless. Upcoming shows, we'll dive into the pineal portal. Dr. Bill will continue to unveil the mystical pineal gland, the gateway to deeper meditation and powerful heart-brain coherence. Make it a safe and productive day. Bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Peace. Peace, everybody.